What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
You've tuned into Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. To ask your specific question, please unblock your number and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Since 2002, she holds a psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas and is the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for iPhone and Android. Mona is considered one of the top intuitive readers in the United States and does her best to answer as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Please call 347-850-1494 to be in the queue for the broadcast. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Las Vegas intuitive Mona Van Joseph.
Good morning and happy after St. Patrick's Day, the day after St. Patrick's Day. Yes, we're live. Yay, yay, yay. And I'm here to answer your questions. I have a lot of callers lined up here on the program, so I am going to go right to the calls. Now, remember, if you're on hold, make sure that your number is unblocked by hitting *82. I do take the callers in the order that they came in, and new callers always have priority. So I'm going to area code 646 first. Hello, 646. Who's this?
Hey, good morning, Mona. It's Stacy. How are you?
Hi, Stacy. What's your question for me today?
Okay, I'm going to make it short because I know you have other callers online. So I need your help here. I am trying to get a job in the music business. I've been sending my resumes to the company, and I have not been getting any response back. So my question is, would it be better if I go to an employment staffing agency? Because I know it's competitive.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so here's the thing, is the most important thing is getting in front of someone that's a decision maker, right? So whatever way that you can find to get in front of a decision maker, the better. Because we know that when people meet you, Stacy, they like you, right? 90% of your success is when people meet you, they like you, right? So
yes.
That said, I think any spaghetti you throw up against the wall and it sticks, you want to go with whatever sticks, okay? So if there are staffing agencies that actually do employment at any of the music venues, then you do that. But maybe one of the better ways, or maybe in addition to that, I would actually show up in person to any of the play, like Capitol Records or Amazon Music or Spotify or SiriusXM. I would show up to any of these places or find a way to deliver to someone in person your qualifications and maybe a box of donuts, all right? I'm all about the donut ambush to get people's attention because most people like donuts. And if they don't like donuts, they're tempted by donuts and it gets, you know, kind of some attention. But here's how I think the best way for you to get a job in the music industry is, do you have a LinkedIn profile?
Yeah, I have one.
Okay, so what I would do if I were you and I really wanted to get into the music business, I would actually start working my LinkedIn profile. So in other words, you look up anybody that is anybody connected with the music business, artists that you like to follow, for example, any of the big entertainment conglomerates you follow, but you put in your own job description any experience you've had working in the music industry. So what happens is that you're going to put open to work, right? You're going to put that your interest lies in developing a career connected with music and entertainment. Do you see what I'm saying? Is that mm-hmm. is that you make it very clear on your LinkedIn profile that that's what you're looking for. And then, of course, you put a delightful picture of yourself as your profile picture. You don't have one of those, like, no picture. And then you put a background that has to do something, your banner picture has something to do with music or maybe your favorite artist. All right?
Okay, I see.
Mm-hmm. Okay, see, here's the thing is that every vibration that you set up, you want to set it up so that it is all about the music industry for you, right? Ever since you were young, you've always been interested in music and entertainment and, you know, making people's lives better by filling up space with music, right? You whatever you do, you make it about that, because the more musically aligned things you do, the more that it resonates to you. Now, it could be that one of the jobs you get temporarily might be working at a local radio station. Do you see? Like learning how to produce music, learning how to work a radio board, all of that might be part of the learning process. So you want to be open to anything in the music industry, because there's a man here, dark hair, dark eyes. He's older. He's probably in his late 40s, early 50s, but he sees people that are authentic and really want to learn, all right? You know, it's really funny because I'm trying to think of the guy's name. I'll think of it later. I'm wondering if you end up working with someone that's actually pretty well known.
Oh, that will be good.
Well, because the thing is if you can learn sort of personally from someone, and again, there's nothing weird going on here. There's no like sexual vibe at all. This is literally working for someone that looks at the authentic way that you bring your mojo to the table, and he likes it because it's like his wife even likes you, kind of thing. It feels like you get taken under this guy's wing, and I love that. So what I would do is learn anything, no matter where it is, about the music industry, as much as you can. And you could even show up to be an intern at any TV or radio station and say, I really want to learn how to do this, right? And it could actually get you a job. Then it could put you in front of the kind of people that you need to be put in front of. But I really would like you working for a studio. So that's the big thing that I'm getting for you. So if I think of the guy's name that's popping into my head because I can see his face, I just can't think of his name. Then I'll reach out to you because I have your number here. So if I think of it,
okay.
I'll reach out to you. But I'm telling you, I like the idea of you working at any staffing agency that might put you in line for the music industry. So, yes, any spaghetti you throw up against the wall and sticks, you need to go for it, because everything about it is training you in the way you need to go. So, all right, Stacey, thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you. I'll continue listening to the show. Thank you.
Okay, all right. I'll put you back on hold. All right. I'm going to go to area code 216. Hello, 216. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Sharon. Greetings.
Oh, hi, Sharon. What's your question?
Hi. Real quick. It's a career question. Just real quick. I really love my job. There is one person in my team of people. There's five people. The team leader, is she ever going to accept me on the team? She dismisses me. I'm just, it's just,
okay.
Everyone else
Okay, sweetie pie, she's threatened by you. That's all it boils down to. And all I want you to do is actually dodge her. Seriously. Avoid her.
I know. She causes trouble.
I mean,
trouble.
Sweet, avoid her. The funny thing is that you're not the only one that's seeing it. Everybody else is seeing it, too.
It's got to be obvious. I mean, she literally, it's, why does she get away with it? She's in a management position. I know.
Okay, so whoever the big person is in charge, maybe she's got something on him, or maybe it's history, or maybe it's what's the word there's a word. I don't know why my brain's kind of like got a little roadblocks this morning for whatever reason. That's and I wasn't out partying last night, so I can't blame it on that. she knows somebody. It feels like she's in there politically, but not that people like her. That's what this is saying. Now, what, honey?
She can't affect my job, can she? She gave me a good review. It's so passive aggressive. It's just crazy the way
honey,
she acts in that.
Honey, she wants you to do your sweetheart, lovey. Yeah. I'm giving you a big virtual hug right now. She wants you to do her job because you doing your job makes her look good. But I basically want you to avoid her.
I know.
And honey, here's the thing. And, you know, again, I'm calling you honey, sweetie, sugar bear, honey, but I'm calling you all those names because you know that people like you better than they like her.
I know.
All right. So that said, you just stay under the radar when it comes to her.
All
eventually,
right.
I think she's going to be either retire, let go to another job, whatever. She's going to there's going to be something. And as soon as that happens, it creates an amazing opportunity for you. And according to this, there's a power month coming for you around May of this year where it feels like you either get to sidestep her by some other responsibilities or promotion happening. And when that happens, you need to say yes to it.
All right. Oh, gosh. It's so sad the way she acts. It really is. It's pathetic.
I know. You deserve so much better. All right, girl.
Bye. Thank
you. All right,
you
see
so
you later.
Much,
thanks for the call. Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the... I'm going to go to area code 267. Hello, 267. Who's this?
Hey, Mona. It's Jessica from Pennsylvania.
Oh, hi,
thanks
Jessica. What's your question?
I wanted to know if you see me ending up consulting at this company that I'm currently working at. Because I want to move out of the position that I'm in.
I think Spirit has something else in mind for you. That if you can do consulting for them, then you actually want to have that as an option. But I think Spirit is guiding you to a new position that you actually like better. And what I see here in the cards is that it's a position where you feel like you're running the show and they're giving you all of the tools you need to run the show, but you don't actually have to take the risk of having your own business. So it's like if you were to start a new division of a company and they said, well, here's your budget. This is what we want you to do. Just manage the budget and see what you can do with it. Right. So if, for example, Pepsi were to come up with their own, you know, version of a soda that didn't exist now, and let's say it's a sparkling black cherry caffeine soda, and they wanted you to be the person in charge of marketing it, promoting it, getting the word out there, maybe even finding a celebrity to drink it on camera kind of thing, it's almost like they give you a project and say, here's your budget, see what you can do with it. We want to see if anything will fly with this. So, but I don't think it's at the current company. So the idea of you being open to consulting at this current company, I'm totally on board with. Just be open to the idea. But I think that over the next 2 to 3 weeks, there's something that drops in your lap that you get to say, you know, out of here, folks. See you, love you, bye. And you go and do something different.
Yeah, I'm happy to do that. It's a very toxic company, so I'm happy to do that.
Yeah, well, I don't like where you are either.
Yeah.
So, honey bunny, tell me what line of work you're in.
So I'm working in retail as a store manager, but I want to move into doing communications training, employee retention, and things like that.
Okay, so the best
employees.
Way, honey, but hold on. I'll give you exactly how to do that. So if you were to get yourself hired at a temporary staffing company as a staffing manager, now this is only temporary. Give yourself I don't know, 6 or 7 months working in that kind of role, because I'll tell you, temporary staffing companies are always looking for people that have a good attitude about hiring, training, staffing, all that. But once you get some of the more of the nuts and bolts training with that, then I'm open to the idea of you actually being a consultant to do that work. Do you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a few things you don't know about that I want you to know. And that's, I have to tell you, I know a gal that founded a very big staffing company, and what she did, this is years ago, but she started at Kelly Services. She worked at Kelly Services for 6 months and then said, screw this, I can start my own staffing company. So after she learned everything, all the nuts and bolts, she ended up starting her own staffing company. Now, I'm telling you, you have the entrepreneurial spirit here, gal pal. You do. I just want to make sure that you have all the tools that you need in order to do it well.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the thing.
I'm trained as a therapist, and I've been in enough toxic companies. Like, spirit keeps bringing me back to them, so I'm like analyzing, taking notes.
Okay, maybe you're just being shown a whole lot of what you don't want. Mm-hmm. All right. So it maybe you get drawn back to the same kind of environments to show you that that's not the environment you're supposed to be in. Whatever it is, but I'm telling you, the power month for you is July, according to this. That there's something that an opportunity that you've been waiting for that presents itself in July. Now, what I'd love to see you do is get some additional mojo or training in something you don't know now. That's the only thing that I'm suggesting. And that it's because you get that additional training that it's almost like spirit says, here, this is where you need to go. You see, fabulous Jessica, this is where you need to go.
Okay.
Because I have no doubt that you're destined to be a success because your cards are coming up this way. It's just, I would love for you to write down the 5 things that would make the next job a deal maker for you. Just write down 5 things. And they could be 5 energy words. And then I just want you to post them on post-it notes all around your living space, on the mirror in your bathroom, on your refrigerator in the kitchen, on the dashboard of your car. You just write down these 5 power words. And even if you don't look at the post-it note, your subconscious is going to pick up the post-it note, what's on the post-it note. So,
yeah.
Because I'm telling you, this feels like it's the last time you're in a job that is sucky.
Yeah, that's what it feels like to me too. I'm excited about moving out of it. So.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, gal
Thank
pal.
You.
Thanks for the call. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
See you.
All right, bye. All right, I'm going to go to area code 312. Hello, 312. Who's this? Oops, get him on the air. Hello, 312. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Craig. How are you doing today?
Hi, Craig. What's your question today?
Yes. Currently, I'm a school teacher in the Chicago area, and I've been working in this particular building since August. And I just want to know, do you see me going in a building or moving elsewhere by the summer?
So it's really funny because the number that's repeating, and I always pay attention to repeating numbers, the number that's repeating in the spread of cards that I just did for you is the number 5. So there is a new opportunity being presented to you or something that's a little bit more aligned with your potential. And I actually see that you're coming out of a trapped or uncomfortable situation, Craig. I literally see that it's like, you know how when people are good at something and then the people around them go, oh, gee, that person's really good at that. Well, then that becomes the thing that person ends up doing, and they offer so much more than that. Than that one thing, right? It's like, I'll give you an example. So back when I was in sales and marketing, I was really good at cold calls. I mean, I could call anybody, talk to them, talk them into, you know, a visit or whatever. In other words, I was good at that. Well, my people around me went, oh my God, Mona's really good at that. We're going to have her just do that. So So what happened was is I wasn't at that job very long because I didn't get to do the whole sales cycle. I didn't get to go meet the person because they would send somebody else. Well, what I'm getting with you is that part of the reason why you're struggling right now is that you don't want to be assumed to do one particular thing when you bring so much more to the table. And I have to tell you, if I were choosing the kind of thing for you to teach, I would have you be teaching creative writing or theater or actually artistry or anything to do with like clay or painting, because or even becoming a chef. The creative side of you is so pronounced in this spread of cards that the more you can do that allows you to have a lot of power in what you do and how you present it would be the ideal fit for you. So back to the power month, it's saying that there is a shift that's happening for you that, and it's going to come in May. So I want you to be open to the shift. Do you see? Does this all make sense?
Yeah, it does. Absolutely. Everything you're saying.
Okay. Okay, so what this says is that there's going to be something presenting itself to you that gets you out of a trapped or limited situation. See, you could go in the direction that you think you might be going right now, and it would be okay, but I'd like you to go in the direction that actually sort of fills your soul. And according to this, it's creative. See, if I were to actually... if you're going to teach creative, great. But I would also love to see you write a screenplay or write music or be open a restaurant that sold just one thing that was fabulous. You know, I'm just saying it's like I just overwhelmingly get this with you that whatever you do, you want to lean toward it being creative, whatever it is.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks for the call.
Thanks.
See you later.
Thank you.
All right. Bye now. I've got somebody here from the, I'm going to go to, oh, nope, they just want to listen because they don't have their little hand up. So I'm going to go to area code 310. Hello, 310. Who's this?
Yes, hello. My name is Susan.
Oh, hi, Susan. What's your question?
Yes, I actually received a job offer in Florida, and I wanted to see if you see that being a good move for me.
Well, congratulations on the job offer.
Thank you.
I mean, it's nice to be invited, right? Nice to have a seat at the table, you know. Hold on, let me get your cards out here. Okay, the answer to that is yes. It's a good opportunity for you, and there's an interesting little twist to this. It's saying do not let a man, like a romantic interest, hold you back from taking the job.
Okay.
All right? Because what it's saying here is that if that relationship is supposed to be your relationship, you'll work with it, you'll make it happen, it's great. But what it's saying here is absolutely yes, you should take the job, and that it gives you an opportunity to reinvent yourself in some way because of taking this job. And that it says here that it wouldn't surprise me if around September of this year there's a very important fella that ends up presenting himself to you. And I don't know if it's romantic or not or if he's just connected with your career in some way, but I really like this guy. So, but he becomes somebody that becomes important to you. So it could be a client, it could be a friend, it could be a romantic interest. But the fellow that's coming towards you looks like he's a fire sign, Aries, Leo, Sagittarius, and he looks like somebody that will end up being a good friend or important to you in some way. So, yay. So, hey, congratulations
yay.
On the job. That's pretty exciting.
Thank you, Mona.
All right. All right. Let me know what happens, okay?
I will. Thank you.
All right. See you later. Thanks a lot. Okay. Bye. All right. I've got time for one more quick call. Oops. I'm going to go to 860. Hello, 860. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. It's Amla. I'll be really quick.
Oh, hey, girl.
Okay. Hey. So I'm really wondering what my power month is to meet somebody. I really feel I like I've been like expanding so much. I'm so excited. Okay, what do you got?
So there's a fella here coming up that is he's likely to be an earth sign, Taurus, Capricorn, Virgo. And
okay.
He feels like, even though you might just meet him, it feels like you've known him in many lifetimes. He feels
okay.
very it feels very organic to be with him. I think you meet him through some sort of group activity or some sort of, quote, quote, political connection. Like somebody
okay.
might know him and introduces him to you. But I'm telling you, love is going to find you pretty quickly, according to these cards. But,
like
but I'm telling you. What?
April time? What do you feel?
Well, it's
like?
saying that it within the next 2 to 4 months, you're going to meet him. I mean,
oh,
it's,
okay.
And the funny thing is that he might be a friend of yours now. It just hasn't gone to that level. But when you guys connect, it's going to feel like you've known each other for lifetimes. I love this guy a lot.
Really? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Exciting.
Yeah, because you have the card of karmic partnership. Then you have the card that represents him. Then you have a card that says you meet him through some sort of group activity of some sort. Then you have the most successful card in the whole deck. It's called the World in Traditional Tarot. And then it's saying you meet him because you participate in something that's a group activity. So the group thing's repeating twice.
Oh, okay. So do you think it's like book signing or conferences? Because that's what's coming up really quickly.
I'm telling you, not only does it feel like things are finally moving in your direction, Amla, but but it's part of that is this fella. So it's like you had to finish all this other stuff before the fella would appear.
Amen to that. That's for sure. That's so true. So true. So
all right, girl.
Spot on.
Thanks for the call. See you later.
God bless. Thank you.
Okay,
thank you.
Bye now.
Bye.
All right, you guys. So you realize that tomorrow is the 19th. So the best day to start the 9-day energy reset would be on the 19th. So I'm going to play that, and then I'll see you next week.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Questions answered by Mona are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. For the times and dates of the live broadcast of Psychic View, please follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mona Van Joseph on Instagram. Download Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, to ask your question directly on your mobile device. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please visit www.mona.vegas or call 702-233-4790 to schedule your session. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.